before she gets over to the Monroe, the Monroe County Fall Festival. That starts tonight, doesn't it, Marty?
It sure does, and are we blessed? It's going to be a beautiful weekend. It is simply great weather. I mean, we couldn't ask for better.
Nice and dry, nice and warm, all the great things for an outdoor festival.
Absolutely, and for families who want to come, you don't have to spend a dime. The entertainment is free. If you want to buy food, you certainly can, but there's no charge for the entertainment that's on two different stages. So it's a great time for families to get out there and just enjoy your community. So
get out there and enjoy. Marcy Jane Lewis Park starts this evening. Queen contest, all that fun stuff, live music. You can just type in Monroe County Fall Festival in Facebook or in Google, and it'll show you all the times and things are going on. Marty, you're busy. We were busy yesterday. We missed you. We're sorry about that, but you're back today. I know you got a big list for us. Fire away!
Oh, I sure do. Of course, most of you already know that there was this major gas leak in the alley next to our jail yesterday afternoon that could have been a disastrous outcome. But as it turned out, thank goodness everybody was just on top of it and trying to make sure everyone would stay safe. And it turned out that was the outcome. Everybody was safe. But boy, it could have been a real disaster. Somebody from ASI they do a lot of the repair work in the jail, and he was removing a toilet that was going to be replaced, and got it set down in such a way that it hit that inlet valve for the gas line going into the jail. So thank goodness they made sure that all the gas was turned off as soon as possible, and making sure no one got in the parking garage and started their car and blow everything. I mean, it just could have been a disaster. So we were fortunate and got past that one. So the other things that we might not be so fortunate about is I listened in part of the meeting that was yesterday afternoon before I had to get in there for our meeting. And the meeting yesterday afternoon was Redevelopment Commission. They're talking about the possibility of using $3.5 million to start a land trust of some sort, but there didn't appear to be any real zeroing in of where this might happen or how it might happen. And if it is to happen, it's got to happen pretty quick, because it's that ARPA money, and that has to be obligated and spent within a certain length of time. The other thing then, of course, was getting on to the county council meeting was an updated extension of all of our budget workshops, trying to work out how are we going to make all the money, move all the money around. And there's been a major push to get an 8.5% increase for county employee salaries, which I thought at the time was a pretty big hill to climb. I'm still somewhat reluctant in that I don't know that where we're moving the money around to make it happen is sustainable, but I'm open to hearing how it can happen and the reports coming back from the auditor's office. You know, one of the ways that we have additional revenue right now is that ARPA money that came in. Of course, has to be used in certain ways. But it also brought in a huge amount of interest, and it appears, if it holds up the rest of this year, like the first half, that interest revenue will be about $4 million. And the interest from ARPA, we are told by the Treasurer's Office, is a little more than 16% of the $4 million. Well, if you do those numbers, I figured it's like 10% is 400,000 and another 6% is a 240,000. So $640,000 of revenue coming in for interest that we will not be receiving in a couple of years, because that ARPA money then will be gone. So we have to be careful about how much of that we're counting on in future, because if you raise those salaries, you've got to figure out how you're going to do it next year and the year thereafter and so on. But the other thing we did was we moved a lot of the capital items and items that we could. We're thinking about getting those over into ARPA or into some other fund so to free up the money for the salaries. So that took a lot of movement around. And remember, we moved, we changed that income tax and took that out of the special purpose and moved it over to for the community corrections tax, and that freed up $425,000. So there was a lot of movement around how much of it is sustainable. I'm hoping to hear more about that and see how we can make that work. We know that our public hearing is October 3rd, the first reading is October 10th, the second reading is October 17th, and we still haven't made definite decisions, and those decisions, I believe, are going to be moving forward on the 26th. Of course, I'm going to be at a conference, which I must go to on the 26th, because it's that one at the state level where I meet with all the other county council people and to look at what we're doing for state legislation and how we're moving forward with that. And that's been of great interest here, trying to get our budgets to work out is what I can learn there as well. So, and I'm looking at the clock. Are we out of time yet?
Nope, you've got five more minutes with Marty Hawk, the county councilwoman. The budgets are very important, obviously, and just quickly on that, sustaining it down the road, exactly, because we're not going to take the money away. We're not going to take the salary increase away, so I can figure out who's going to pay for it down the road when the ARPA money, I can figure that out. I know who's going to pay for that.
If you think you know that, we'll take a look at what the meeting was on Monday when that JRAC or J whatever their committee is, that where they were talking with
yes.
people about different things they might want for the jail, and that list was like, I think it was like 37 different suggestions, but a whole long laundry list of new taxes that could be put in place to cover this, some of which was like the local food and beverage tax and the innkeeper's tax. Well, I don't see how that could possibly work that way, so I don't know who put that list together. But that's where we have to watch, because there, you know, when you talk with people and you have these listening sessions, it appears that if someone suggests something, you'll just figure out a way to raise the money to do it. Well, we have not yet had listening sessions to the people who have to pay the money. So maybe I need to set up a special committee or something.
You should
do that. I think
that
there's, committee of one. I do think there's a lot of support between, I'm hearing from people. They want to see a jail that will house more people. And let me tell you what, that you're not hearing that from everyone, but you're hearing it from people who are sick and tired of what's going on here, that they can't open their business doors or whatever from some of the activity going on, and they want something to happen about that. So all of that, eventually the public will come together and the public will tell us what it is they want, and hopefully everyone will have an opportunity to have their voices heard. And remember that no matter what, this committee can meet with those people, I can meet with those people, it will be up to the county commissioners and the courts and the sheriff's department to bring us their request. We don't put together the request.
You
they
handle the money.
And then we say yes or no, where we can find the money and so forth. So this is really, once this is presented to us, I'm happy to listen to it, but the more important thing is, what will the courts ask for, and what will commissioners and the sheriff? We don't do that part of it. We just do the budgets. So I did want to weigh in on this thing, though, is that the Convention and Visitors Commission is meeting October 4th, and I know that's of great interest to our business community. They're going to be meeting October 4th at 11 o'clock. I believe that's their very first meeting. They've got all seven people, as I understand it, and they will be meeting in the William Joseph Finch room, meeting room, at the Convention Center, and I think that is so appropriate because he was right there on board from the very beginning as you well know, to try to get the support to even having that very first convention center. So I think that's a great honor for him to have that meeting to come back together to see where we're going to go with this.
That's just an organizational meeting, correct?
Right, I would think. I mean, I didn't see an agenda, but I certainly would think that would be the case. But I wouldn't think that, I mean, I haven't seen an agenda that says what else they might be doing. So, but there we go. I'm trying to see if there's anything that you would like for me to have mentioned that I haven't mentioned yet.
I'm interested in I know talking about the justice, whatever this is going to be moving forward. Have we decided on land yet, or are we going to figure out what we want first, then go find land?
Okay, what it looked to me like they had zeroed in on the Thompson property, which we already own, which we bought, you know, what, a couple of decades ago or something, for a justice facility. Some of the neighbors around there have said, no, we don't want it here, and that's I understand nobody's going to be jumping up and down saying, build the jail next to me. On the other hand, if we're going to have it, it's got to go someplace. And that place was purchased for this particular reason. I didn't want to buy that particular piece of ground. I think it's going to be an expensive piece of ground to build on. But if that is the decision, right now they're meeting with the neighbors and so forth to listen to their concerns. And maybe there's some other plan. Who knows?
There was a meeting last night with the people up at Summit Elementary School in that area. There's a meeting coming up at RCA Park. I believe that's either Saturday or Sunday.
Right.
The meetings were
right.
The same. So if you went to Wednesday, you don't need to go to the one on the weekend. But if you missed Wednesday, you can pick up the one on the weekend as well. So go to the county's webpage.
Right. And I have a friend who went there. Of course, he doesn't want it there. His home is not that far away from this location. And I did ask him, he hasn't responded yet, what kind of turnout they had and what was discussed and so forth, whether there's any suggestions, how to work to make sure people are going to be happy. But I don't care where you put that jail, people are not going to be happy to have it next door to them. I don't care where it is.
And that's interesting because we have it right smack in the middle of downtown. And was that a big issue when that was put together in the old days, or have we changed our minds now? How does that work?
Well, of course, I wasn't there.
Sure. But I know you're a historian, though, of how these things happen.
Right. It was built downtown because you know, all of the services are downtown, and at that time we're talking about the lawyers, you know, the attorney's offices and all the people who work within that court system. And remember, our old jail was downtown before they built this jail, which is to me still the new jail. And so I think they wanted to keep it downtown. I don't know if there was any further discussion on that. I do know that when the Thompson property was bought to move the jail facilities there, there was a hue and cry from the businesses downtown saying, don't do this. We need you downtown. We need this business downtown. And that was in big part why that didn't move forward then. The other part was because they had such a laundry list of all the whistles and bells that they wanted, the county wanted to build, that price tag got so high that people were just astounded. So between all of it, it was easier just, you know, say, well, let's forget it for a while. Well, the price tag now, I think we might have discussed this, we've been told $70 million to build a jail and another $70 million to move the court services there. So it's $140 million, and that $140 million will end up coming out of income tax, and that can't come from income tax. It's present being collected, not $140 million. We were told that money from the edit tax that would bring in about $10, $11 million to the county that we are receiving would cover a little under 70 million. So the talk was all for a long time from the beginning was that we would save that to use to pay back a bond, use that revenue to pay back a bond to build the jail. Well, now they're saying, well, but now we could do this other, community corrections tax and take that up to 0.2. That brings in several million, or we could do the southern tax, bring in more 7 million. My concern is, do they plan to do all of them? I hope not. But listen up, folks, because all I can do is share with you the information. It's going to be up to you to let your council people know what it is that you want.
Absolutely. Unless you've got a big money tree growing in your backyard, Marty, that's going to come from all of us. You're right. So I'm interested to see how the financing will be presented, and we'll see how we get to that. And you know what? How this always works, Marty, right? $70 million now, today, and 2 years from now, it might be $160 million when it's all said and done, because everything's going up in price. Nothing is going down in price. We know that.
And then it is also tied to the interest rate. And while people are complaining about the price of the interest right now, I mean, I sold houses all day long at 15% interest.
We'll be able to get it done. We'll be able to get it done. It's just going to cost a few bucks. That's the whole point, isn't it?
Well, but then that means everybody needs a raise in order to survive here. And so it's just all, a bartering system.
It is.
What it takes to survive.
Politics.
Okay, well, listen, I appreciate you giving me a few minutes today, and you have a great weekend.